Well, good morning. It is 6:50 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 30th, 2024. On a mostly clear morning, a few scattered clouds here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains. In Greeley, Colorado. There is a forest fire on the mountain just off to my left here at the moment because I'm going south. It blew up yesterday, and they've got tankers and firefighters and all kinds of aircraft flying around it trying to get it shut off. They've evacuated part of Loveland, the western side of the city. It's a long way from me, but I can see the plume. I took a picture of it, but it doesn't show very well. But what it does is you get a real strong smell. I don't have a lot of, it didn't show up as haze this morning, it's like it has the last few days with the fires from Idaho and Canada. Good morning. Good morning. Say again? Oh, you know. I could complain, but why? Friend with the Scotty dog. NPC dog walker one. So, yeah, this is a forest fire, mountain fire. The first of what I'm sure will be many this season. It's 35-ish, 40 miles-ish from here west. If it gets this far, it's going to have jumped the interstate and burned through a whole lot of grassland, and it isn't really a threat here, at least not at the moment. Not to say there couldn't be a threat here, it's just that stuff that's on the other side of the interstate is a pretty potent firebreak, and the fact that it is a really good road lets fire equipment get on scene really quickly. So, yeah, it's not. At the moment, it's not an existential threat by itself. Fire season has always been a thing here. It's mostly a threat to those people who really want to live close to the woods. And if you live close to the woods, you live close to where there's forest fires. Yesterday was a day of insurance companies and decision making. There's something fundamentally wrong with a minor fender bender that totals a car. The insurance company is has declared my Taurus totaled because of a minor fender bender. Car's still drivable, nobody was hurt. You know, it was one of those shit times. I met this guy before. Good morning again. He's running the reverse circuit that I am, and I saw him on the other side. But between the cost of repairs and the book value of a 20-year-old Ford, that fender bender would be more expensive to repair than the value of the car once repaired, which means it's totaled, as far as the insurance company goes. Now, part of me is going, I can still drive it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the car. It doesn't look very good. I could put a couple thousand into it and do the body work. But because we filed the insurance claim, that car no longer has a valid title. It has a salvage title, which is only really significant if I try to trade the car or sell the car something, since it's already salvaged. And this the miser in me says, yeah, let's do that. I don't want to buy a new car. And the rational person is going, dude, a fender bender totaled the vehicle. What are you thinking? And the truth is, I no longer need that car to drive back and forth to Denver every day. I haven't needed that for years. We've gotten good service out of it. It's a 20-year-old car. The van is older. The van is older than my kids. We've had the van longer than them. Dodge, man. Dodge, don't die. And there are things that are wrong with the car that make it awkward to drive in the summer. The air conditioning unit is somehow flawed. It doesn't want to hold a charge. We've tried it a couple of different times, and it won't hold a charge for more than 2 or 3 weeks. And that's problematic from an environmental standpoint. It's problematic from a utility standpoint. I don't need to drive back and forth to Denver every day. I do need to make a drive to Denver once in a while. I need to go over to Loveland or Fort Collins maybe 2 or 3 times a year. Mostly it's back and forth. The kid uses it to go back and forth to work, which I think is like 5 miles round trip. Well, probably 10 miles round trip. And it's a six-cylinder. It's a much bigger engine than we really need. It's a much bigger car than we really need. It's a much heavier vehicle. Because I got it so that I could drive 120 miles a day to Denver and back when I had to go to Denver. Way back Jesus, how long has it been? Over 20 years. Really? Is that right? Yeah, I think so. I think I started working at the university in 1999, so 25 years ago. So, the bottom line is, yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass. Yes, it's going to cost money. Yes, whatever we do is going to cost money and be a pain in the ass. So, given that, what's the best outcome? And in terms of the family motto, what's the opportunity here? While I'm being forced to make a decision now, there is an opportunity to take this relatively heavy overweight, overly this too big vehicle. It's too big. It's too much for the need. And downsize to something that's more useful. That's more in keeping with the way we use vehicles as basically motorized skateboards here. If I need to make a long trip by road, I'll rent a car. I'll rent a road car. I'll rent midsize. The amount of money we're saving, probably. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. And I'll hit it twice because I missed yesterday. Long post. And with the current state of the universe as we know it, the probability that I'm going to be driving anywhere, including the airport, which I used to do about once every other month, but the idea that I might be driving more than 10 minutes anywhere in the next couple of years is remote. Now, the kids may get a job like in Loveland, or they might get a job in Fort Collins. God help them. EJ is working to build her art business. Leo still likes his job as Mountain States Canine Academy. He gets to go play with dogs. That's his job. I mean, what's not to like? That's he's working with people he likes. He's working for people who appreciate. Good enough. Good for him. So, yeah, it's the later this morning, I'm going to need to take an hour or two, and we've got a strategy for dealing with the used car dealers. I'm going to go around and collect photos and business cards. And we'll take them home and evaluate and see what everybody thinks about them. And then go back with one of the other drivers, probably the spousal unit, and take them out for a test drive. It's not like this is going to break the bank. The two biggest problems: I have to go out and deal with people who want to take advantage of me, and I have to stop reading, stop playing my game for an extra couple hours a day. I still need to spend some time writing. I missed yesterday. I think that was the second day in a row I missed. That's not a good pattern to build. We won't talk about it. I'm reading the next book in family law. I think I know what it is about family law and the books that I'm most satisfied with. And that's the nitty-gritty of building. Lee Anderson is in the process of building out her empire. And watching that develop on an interstellar backdrop with a collection of really interesting aliens. I was a little confused when I first started this because I thought it was part of the April series. When I picked it up, Mackie Chandler, to me, Mackie Chandler is April. And in spite of the fact that I found Family Law years ago and enjoyed it so much, that's what got me to read April to begin with, when I ran out of Family Law books. And it's been a long time since there's been an installment in Family Law. I have to look to see if I've overlooked some April series. But the way the two series intertwine, it's quite satisfying. It's quite satisfying. But the satisfaction comes from watching the characters create something and the processes they go through, the obstacles they have to overcome, few of which are, at least in Family Law, few of them have been let's just bomb the hell out of them. Yeah, April, there's a lot of bombing going on. There's a lot of stupid North Americans going on. Stupid Americans, I should say. But as I'm reading this book, and once I sit down with it, I have to be really careful with time, because it's really easy for me to lose the morning, or the afternoon, or my bedtime. The good thing about sleeping in reading in bed is that I've trained my body, apparently, I've trained my mind, that once I'm laying down, once I'm laying down, I'm going to fall asleep, like, soon. I hope they come and get our trash today. They didn't yesterday, unless they came in the middle of the night. Was trash day. It wasn't a holiday in the last week to put them off schedule. Tomorrow's recycle day, so I'll have to bring in the bin and put the recycling out. Looks like they have picked it up. The bin's been moved. That's a good sign. I can tell because I parked the bin right on the curb, and when they put it down a little bit away. Whew. It's really trucking this morning. I cut a couple minutes off. That's, come on. 22 minutes. Down from 24 or 25, it's been lately. That's a good thing. That's a good sign. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.